This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:05 p.m. It's the wake up call.
We're gonna be talking about making love, so you might want to earmuff the kids a little bit for this one. And if we're talking about knocking boots, of course we're talking about something that happened in Katie's life.
What, you don't think it could have been about Kevin or you?
Nope.
Okay.
But you did something recently during a session of love with your husband that really upset him. And you
I'm not sure if it upset him. That's why I'm asking you guys. It definitely caught his attention. But then there wasn't much discussion about it afterwards. So that's why I was like, is this bad? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're making love to a woman and she yawns.
Oh, no.
Okay, how bad is that?
Very bad.
Okay, that bad?
Sorry,
bad.
I'm boring you.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Do we really yawn when we're bored? Not really. I feel like that's just something you do that happens in cartoons.
Most of the time you yawn because you're bored.
I don't think so.
I don't think you ever yawn when you're bored.
I don't know why boredom would cause yawning.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Oh.
Right.
During periods of boredom, yawning may help keep the brain awake and stimulate the heart rate. So it is.
Okay.
It is during boredom.
Okay. But there are other reasons to yawn.
Increasing oxygen.
Right.
Relieving pressure.
Okay.
Stretching.
Ew.
And communicating.
Yes. Why couldn't it have been all of those other things? None of those things are negative.
I'll tell you why. Okay, all of that might be true, according to science, but yawns have had a brand attached to them, and that
brand—that
branding is, if I see a yawn, you are bored. Right now, just by, and this is the weirdest thing about yawning, and they should look into this, science, if you're listening, just by talking about yawning, somebody's already yawning.
It does make you want to yawn, for sure.
And I'm actually kind of shocked that when you yawned at your husband during sex.
It wasn't at him.
I'm surprised that in his rage.
I don't know that he's ever raged about anything.
He didn't yawn back. Because when I see somebody yawn, it makes me yawn.
Okay, so then would it be fair if I was like, oh, I guess this is boring for you too?
Well, only if he does it back, though.
Okay,
and
but
you
if
did
he does,
it first.
Then I get to say, oh, you're bored? No, of course not.
No, but if you yawn because somebody else yawns, we know what the source is. It's the yawn starter that is, at the very least, appearing bored. What if he did it to you?
I don't know that I care. I think I'd be more offended if I was talking to him and he yawned than
Why? Why is that so much worse?
Because that feels like you have just, you're powered down. You're not even.
If we yawned purely out of boredom, I would yawn so much when talking to people, especially my wife. There are so many times where I'm just like, maybe it's only because of what we do for a living, and we've gone through so much like training and just
how to get to the meat of a story.
Yeah,
I know.
Cut out details.
I know.
If that was the case, 30 seconds into a story from 80% of the people in my life, I'd be like, oh.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Does time of day make a difference?
All right, maybe.
What if it was before this show?
Oh, Katie! I don't know what gags.
Just, I mean.
All right, so we're talking like what, 3 a.m.?
What if it was very, or basically the middle of the night?
So 3 a.m.
Yeah. When?
I don't know. I don't want to know what you do before you come
right,
here.
Right, literally.
It has sex. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's an asterisk. I would say that, what do you think, Kevin?
I think if it's early in the morning, you should be wide awake already. Don't yawn. If it's getting late nights, then yeah, that's okay.
So I'm allowed to be late. I'm allowed to be tired at night, but I'm not allowed to be tired in the morning when I wake up. That makes no sense.
Yeah, because if you wake up and you have that in your head, you're like, okay, let's go. Why would you yawn if you're thinking about it already?
I can assure you, it was never my idea at first at that time of day.
All right, so if you're just joining us, it's Katie yawned during sex and her husband's thinking about leaving her. So let me ask you this. What position were you in?
Oh, good point.
I'm in every day now.
Oh, boy.
Flat on your back.
Just a starfish.
Oh, boy.
I have become a lazy lover.
No, not the starfish.
Well, then you know who should have yawned.
Right.
Your husband.
Well, sure, he's put in so much work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.